Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin joining us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I just got on the air with you. I just got off the field. We had camp, and I just heard that news. That's so unfortunate. He was a tremendous player.
Yeah,
so.
and one of the early captains and leaders of this team, and a great guy, family guy, and just terrible news. And so I hate to bring you in with that, but I did wanted to mention that and everything. And you know, I sent you a text. I said, "Are you in Cleveland? Are you in Cape Cod yet? Are you in your office shining both of those national championship trophies? No, you're out working, out on the field with your camp. It never stops with you, Tim.
Well, I guess that's good. We jump right back into it. When we got back, we had 2 days before we prepared for the young kids, and then we got the older kids. So it's good. We don't really get too much downtime this time of year. We get on the road after I get done with the camp Thursday. I'm on the road Friday for about 3 weeks. So no, that's okay. We got to get the next player, that's for sure.
Does it ever sink in what this team accomplished, or will it? Because in a lot of ways, there it's almost a surrealness of it, just because of how difficult it is to achieve.
Yeah, you're right. It's very difficult to do what those guys did over the course of time. I think when you start looking at it for what it is, you start to understand that the body of work is almost unattainable, especially in the college game now, to play like that, to win a triple crown from a team vantage point, to do it in this conference and to finish it off. It was an incredible year for an incredible bunch of kids, but it also serves as a validator to what can be done when a lot of efforts are pulled in the right direction. And I'm glad the younger guys got to see some of that.
Well, and I guess it translates on all levels. I would imagine the kids who've signed up for your camp, young, at all ages, that had to add an extra bump to it, just their excitement to come and really sort of be part of it, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think when they get here, I just look at it as camp and getting them better. But then I think they look at it more on terms of, okay, we're going to get inside the feel of a program that just accomplished something great, which is true in some ways. But at the same time, I just want them to know that all these things are accomplished by doing a lot of small things right. I mean, it's not magic. It's not dust. It's one of those things that you do by just paying attention to smaller things. And we've been able to do it for a period of time. And, hopefully the kids will gain something from that.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. The main reason I want to talk to you because of the Vandy boys are showing up tonight in Cleveland. Mike Minor, the year he's having with the Rangers. Walker Buehler, I mean, he's going to be in the Cy Young conversation with the track he's on with the Dodgers. And happy for Sonny Gray, and got reunited with his old pitching coach, Derek Johnson. And we had Bo McInnes on last hour, who, of course, represents Sonny and David. And my golly, there should be four Vandy boys. I think David Price, it's 7-2, and that ERA, the way he pitches, probably deserved to be there too.
Yeah, well, he did. I mean, he's had a great year and will continue to do so, and Red Sox will need that, obviously, to play a little bit of catch up there in the standings. But the three you mentioned have had great years. I mean, Mikey, I'm really proud of him just because he's overcome an injury and got himself going again. And then of course Walker has just since that playoff run just had a fantastic turn of events, really, in terms of how he's played and how he's pitched. And then, of course, Sonny. I mean, that was, as you mentioned, DJ. I mean, he loves DJ. DJ loves him. It's just great that those guys can be together. And it certainly has spiked him and sparked his ability. So it's good for all those kids to get that opportunity. We'll have it on the video board tonight in front of camp, and kids will get an opportunity to watch that while they're playing.
You know, and especially happy for Sonny. And, obviously Scherzer pulls out, Sonny gets in, and Sonny, we've been saying this for 6 weeks, how well he's been pitching, no run support. And now the Reds have gotten, you got Castillo in that rotation as well. Now Sonny, and he just chewed up my Brewers Wednesday night, 8 scoreless, 12 strikeouts. And he seems like just what happened with the Yankees. Yankees. He physically wasn't ever fully fit, and then everything else. It just seems like he's got that new lease on life in Cincinnati. And then you mentioned, I read a quote from him yesterday where he said that Derek Johnson has taught him how to pitch twice now.
Yeah, I heard that. One of the campers said it to me. They caught it. But I think that's great. You know, I think you're right. You know, some places you go to and it just doesn't fit, and that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, that's how it is in life. But at the same time, he's grown from his situation with Deej. And, you know, Deej got such a great way about him to begin with. They've always had, they've always been strong advocators of one another. And I think when you look at what Sonny's done, I would agree with him. I think, you know, DJ has really helped him kind of turn the corner this way, just to kind of reinvent himself again, because that really, that's what it was. Sonny always had it in him. It's just trying to get it out of himself again.
I was up in Cincinnati, ran into Bo McInnes, and he was going to go to this place called the Eagle. This is, I almost sent you a photo of something. You may not have ever seen this. So my friend and I, we ate at the bar, sitting at the bar, and looked, and I looked across, and there was this bottle of Irish whiskey. Have you seen this? I'm going to tell you, I'm on the website right now. It's called Hellcat Maggie Irish Whiskey.
Oh, boy. Haven't seen it. Sounds like something Conor McGregor would drink.
Hellcat Maggie Irish Whiskey. I'm going to buy you a bottle, and you can, you know, surprise Maggie good. With it sometime.
Yeah,
maybe when you need a good laugh from her or something.
Yeah. I always am looking for a good laugh from her, for sure.
Well, Tim, I know you're busy with your camp and everything, but with the three Vandy boys on the roster tonight, and it looks like Sonny is set up that he is going to pitch. They've moved his third. He will be third after the All-Star game. They moved him back to the third start after the All-Star game. I think that would be Sunday. So it looks like he could pitch. I'm not sure about Buehler. I know Mike's not going to be available, but how cool will it be to get to see Sonny on the mound tonight?
Yeah, it'd be really cool. And I hope they, you know, I hope they get to pitch side by side, but it'll be good. I'm very happy for him. I talked about getting dinner with him when he gets back, but yeah, I'm excited for him, and I want to see those guys get in the mound in that environment right there. So it'll be good for our kids, because I'm telling you, there's so many guys who've remarked about it at camp. These kids are very knowing of what's going on at the major league level, and so I think they're just as excited as we are to see it.
I'm going to drop off a bottle of Hellcat Maggie Irish whiskey to you sometime here next day or two.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. No, I won't touch it, but it'll stay on my desk unopened just for a laugh, as you said.
Yeah, I don't know why it struck me, because we got sent to this restaurant by Bo McInnes, and that was right in front of me. And I go, yeah, I got to send that to Tim. All right. Hey, thanks, Tim. Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
All right, brother. You take care.
All right.